来唱这首诗歌。
If we were all gathering here in this meeting, in this building, I do believe that our brother would ask all of us to stand up to sing.
首先我要跟大家弟兄姐妹说主里平安。
And so first off, I do want to greet every brother and sister to say peace in the Lord to you.
我想到现在大家都可能同意今年2020年是一个非常不平安的年份。
I do believe that all brothers and sisters would agree with me that this year 2020 has been so full of unrest. There's no peace.
就在今年头九个月当中，我们经历了很多的事情。
In the last 9 months, we have experienced many things.
或者我们说我们经历了太多的事情。
Or perhaps we can say we experienced too many things.
不仅在这个世界，这个国家有很多的变化。
Not only has there been many changes in this country and in this world.
而且我们很多人的生活甚至人生的道路也被改变了。
But also our daily lives and even the path for our life has changed.
首先今年年初开始的这样一个病毒的全球大流行。
At the beginning of the year, we had this global pandemic.
所以按照美国 CDC 的数据，全美现在大概已经有700万的病例。
And so according to the CDC numbers, we have about 75,000 of those who are sick.
我们都经历到这个对我们日常的生活造成了我们从来没有想象过的影响。
And we have been impacted in our daily lives in a way that we could not have imagined.
接着美国很多的城市出现了一些社会的动荡跟不安。
And we have a lot of societal unrest in many cities across our nation.
同时我们看到了这里现在经历了很多极端的天气现象。
And we have a lot of heretical, a lot of things that have not been seen before.
远的有西海岸的许多州的山火。
And we do see in the West Coast that there are a lot of fires that are happening.
离我们近的我们就经历到很多的热带风暴。
And for a lot of the things that are happening here locally, we have a lot of tropical storms.
最近我学到了一点新的东西。
And recently I learned something new.
今年其实历史上第二次21个常规热带风暴的名字被完全用完。
And so this is the second time in history, at least in recorded history, that all the alphabetical names of these storms have been used up.
所以我们现在热带风暴是用希腊字母开始命名的。
And so that is why we are naming our storms according to the Greek alphabet.
除了这些，我们也感到我们对很多事情的看法也极度的两极化。
And so we do find that there are very extreme ways of looking at these situations.
这不仅表现在我们对很多政治的观点上。
Not only in our political perspectives.
甚至也在乎我们戴不戴口罩这些小事上。
As well as the minor details of whether or not we're going to wear a face mask.
这些极度的两极化不仅存在在我们的社会的当中。
These extreme opinions not only are in our society today.
也发生在我们的家底，夫妻之间，父母与孩子之间，甚至弟兄姐妹之间。
But these differences of opinions are also between spouses, between family members, children and parents, as well as between brothers and sisters.
我们要说曾经的美国们现在在很多人眼中却成了美国噩梦。
And so a lot of these things we do realize are the enemies or the things that are happening in the U.S.
我们都盼望着2020年可以尽快的过去。
And we all desire for 2020 to pass quickly.
但我们其实也不知道2021年会有什么事情要我们来面对。
But then again, we don't know what we're going to face in 2021.
圣经说这些事是必须有的。
However, the Bible does tell us that all these things will happen.
而且还这些只是灾难的起头。
And yet, these are only the beginning of the birth pangs.
这些就是末世的景象。
And these are the signs of the end times.
但主耶稣告诉我们末世其实还没有到。
And yet, the Lord does tell us that these things, the very end has not come yet.
在末世的时候就是现在许多事情都会变得非常的特别也变得非常的艰难。
And yet at the very end, just like right now, a lot of things would be very particular, special, or particularly difficult.
几乎每一件事情都会带进混乱跟纷争。
Almost every single matter will bring in great chaos and dissension.
而且这些末世所发生的事情也会进入到我们人的里面。
And all of these things that are happening here at the end will enter into man.
叫我们感到迷惑、沮丧，甚至压抑。
To cause us to feel very puzzled, very frustrated, or even depressed.
主的话也说到，当不法的事增多的时候，许多人的爱心也渐渐冷淡。
And our Lord Jesus tells us that when lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold.
我们生活在一个不法的世代。
We live in a very lawless time.
周围充满了很多不法的事情。
Many lawless things surround us.
因为这个原因，我们对主的心就渐渐的冷淡下。
And so for this reason, our love for the Lord gradually grows cold.
不知不觉，我们对主的这样一个心就没有了。
And so unwittingly, our heart for the Lord goes away.
当主对门徒讲完末世预兆这件事情之后
And so after the Lord Jesus tells the disciples about these signs of the end times,
主耶稣就说了十个童女的比喻
The Lord Jesus gave us the parable of the 10 virgins.
我相信所有十个童女一开始他们都有心要来预备灯油的
I do believe at the beginning these 10 virgins, they all had the heart to want to prepare their lamps, their oil for their lamps.
因为他们都知道灯是要用油来点亮的
Because they all know that in order for the lamps to be lit, they need oil.
但渐渐的周围的环境可能就让其中一半的人冷淡了下来
However, their circumstances allowed half of them for their love to grow cold.
他们不再用心来预备了
They no longer prepared well with their hearts.
所以最后主来鼓励我们说
And so at the end, the Lord is encouraging us to say,
唯有忍耐到底的必然得救
The one who endures to the end, he will be saved.
主要我们在末世艰难的时候要有忍耐并能忍耐到底。
The Lord wants us at the very difficult times to endure and endure to the very end.
其实我们每个人都有忍耐的经历。
Actually, all of us have these experiences of enduring.
我们对我们的孩子我们对我们的配偶都有忍耐的经历。
We all have experiences of being patient with our spouses and our children.
我们对我们的弟兄姐妹可能忍耐的时间更长久一点。
And perhaps we have endured a little longer with our brothers and sisters.
但同时我们要承认我们人是无法能够忍耐到底。
But at the same time, we acknowledge that we as humans, we cannot endure to the very end.
这其实是一个征战，是一个属灵的征战。
Because this is a battle, it is a spiritual battle.
一方面，神叫我们忍耐到底。
On one hand, he wants us to endure to the end.
而另一方面，仇敌让我们冷淡，甚至退后。
But yet, on the other hand, the enemy wants us to grow cold and to fall back.
所以我们要求我们的主给我们里面有一个动力一个灵里的动力
And so we pray that the Lord would give us this power this strength in our spirit
这样一个持久的一个动力让我们能够忍耐到底
And this power this strength to be able to endure to the very end
如果我们里面缺少了这种动力的话
If we lack this power
我们的读经我们的查经不知不觉就会变得枯燥乏味
Our Bible study Bible reading every day gradually will grow tasteless
如果我们里面缺乏这种动力的话
If we lack this power
我们的祷告生活无论是我们个人的家庭的甚至团体的都会渐渐变得难以维持
Our prayer life whether it is individual or corporate it will be very difficult to sustain to the end
如果我们里面缺乏这种动力的话
If we lack this power
我们所参加的聚会不久我们就会觉得这只不过是一个形式慢慢的我们就停止聚会
And even in our meetings gradually we will find that this isBut a formality, and gradually we will stop attending the meetings.
而当我们里面充满了这样一个属灵的动力的时候
And yet, when we are filled with this spiritual power,
就算我们面临着很多的困难和难处
even when we face a lot of challenges and difficulties,
就算我们会经历软弱跟疲乏
just like we experience weakness and fatigue or exhaustion,
就算我们面对周围很多这种种不法的事情
Even when we face many lawless things around us,
我们里面的动力仍然能够叫我们重新得力，忍耐到底。
There is this power within us that allows us to be strengthened again and to endure to the end.
那么我们如何能够来得到这个动力，能够来叫我们重新得力呢
？So how can we gain this power so that we may be strengthened again?
上个主日弟兄分享到约书亚带领以色列人所打的一场重要的征战就是攻打耶利哥城
Last week our brother shared with us how Joshua led the Israelites so that they could come and attack Jericho
今天我们要来一起来看约书亚跟以色列百姓出埃及后所经历的第一场征战
So today let's take a look at how Joshua and the Israelites how they fought the very first battle after they left Egypt
我们要从这第一场征战当中来看神的百姓是如何从疲乏软弱的当中能够来重新得力赢得了那场征战
We want to take a look from the story of the Israelites how from a very weakened and exhausted state how they were restrained strengthened to be able to fight this battle.
下面我们要来一起读出埃及记的一小段圣经，就在出埃及记17章当中。
We're going to read a very short passage in Exodus. This is a short recounting of the story, Exodus 17.
我们从第八节到第十节。
We're going to read verse 8 to 10.
那时亚玛利人来到利非丁和以色列人征战。摩西对约书亚说，你为我们选出人来，出去和亚玛利人征战。明天我手里要拿着神的杖站在山顶上。于是约书亚照着摩西对他所说的话行，和亚玛利人征战。摩西、亚伦与户尔都上了山顶。
Then Amalek came and fought against Israel at Rephidim. So Moses said to Joshua, choose men for us and go out, fight against Amalek. Tomorrow I will station myself on the top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand. Joshua did as Moses told him and fought against Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill.
摩西何时举手，以色列人就得胜；何时垂手，亚玛利人就得胜。但摩西的手发沉，他们就搬石头来放在他以下，他就坐在上面。亚伦跟户尔护着他的手，一个在这边，一个在那边，他的手就稳住，直到日落的时候，约书亚用刀杀了亚玛利王和他的百姓。
So it came about when Moses held his hand up that Israel prevailed, and when he let his hand down, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy. Then they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. And Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and one on the other. Thus his hands were steady until the sun set. So Joshua overwhelmed Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword.
耶和华对摩西说，我要将亚玛利人名号从天下全然涂抹了，你要将这话写在书上做纪念，又念给约书亚听。摩西筑了一座坛，起名叫耶和华尼西，耶和华是我的旌旗。又说，耶和华已经起了誓，必世世代代和亚玛利人征战。
Then the Lord said to Moses, write this in a book as a memorial and recite it to Joshua, that I will utterly blot out the memory of Amalek from under heaven. Moses built an altar and named it, the Lord is my banner, Jehovah Nisi. And he said, the Lord has sworn, the Lord will have war against Amalek from generation to generation.
首先我们要来看这个征战的背景。
First, let's take a look at the background of this battle.
这个征战是怎么发生的？
How did this battle begin?
当时神的百姓从埃及地出来没有多久，可能大概也就两个月的时间。
The Israelites had just come out of Egypt. The time had not been long, perhaps one or two months.
他们照着神的吩咐，按着战口，在旷野当中往前行。
And according to God's commandments, they were moving forward in the wilderness.
圣经说那个是大而可怕的旷野。
And the Bible also tells us it was a great and terrible wilderness.
旷野的光景就是荒凉。
Because the condition of the wilderness is desolate.
现在我们住在城市里的人往往会想到野外旷野去人烟稀少的地方去住几天。
Because we live in the city, oftentimes we do think about going out into the wilderness and perhaps camping out in a place where there's not too many people.
但我想很少有人会把旷野当成我们的住处。
However, I think that very few people would think of making their home in the wilderness.
所以神对以色列百姓的带领是叫他们经过旷野而进入到迦南。
So that is why God's command was for the people of Israel to go through the wilderness and enter into Canaan.
迦南才是他们安家居住的地方。
Canaan was to be their home.
同样，今天我们所在这个地上，对我们来说也是一个旷野。
In the same way, this world that we live in today is also a great wilderness.
在这个旷野荒凉的地方，不会也不应该成为我们的家。
And in this great and desolate wilderness, this place ought not to be our home.
对我们来说，这应该也是寄居的。我们应该更多的思念我们在天上的家乡。
And so while we are here in our own homes, we ought to think often of our heavenly home.
但现在神还暂时把我们放在地上。
Yet God has temporarily placed us here on earth.
就像当时是神把以色列人带进旷野。
Just like how God, He was the one who brought Israel through the wilderness.
神当时吩咐以色列的百姓是按着站口，一站一站的在旷野中往前行。
God brought the Israelites station by station through the wilderness.
这一站一站都是神给他们安排的路程。
Each station was God's plan for the journey.
在每一站神都叫他们有学习有经历。
In every station, they had something to learn. They had some experiences.
今天神也同样按着站口一站一站的带我们在 地上往前行。
And in the same way today, God is taking us station by station as we move forward.
我们所经历的每一件事情，无论是发生在我们生活当中的，或者是发生在这个国家，这个在社会当中的，对我们来说，都像是一个一个站口。
Everything that happens to us personally, or whether in this nation, all these things that happen are like different stations that we're going through.
我们在学校的学习是一站。
While we are in school, it is a station.
我们的工作是一站。
Our occupation, our work is also a station.
我们的婚姻家庭是一站。
Our marriage and our families is another station.
我们的孩子是一站。如果你孩子多的话，这个可能站就多一点。
Our children are also a station. If you have many children, perhaps you have many more stations to go through.
我们现在所面临的这样一个病毒的流行是一站。
And also this pandemic that we're going through is also another station.
要来的美国大选是一站。
And the election that is going to happen in our nation very soon is another station.
现在美国大法官的补缺也是神给我们多加的一站。
And also filling this seat in the United States Supreme Court is also another station.
神让我们按着站口要一站一站的在旷野中但是是往前行
The Lord is moving us forward through the wilderness station by station
因为这一站一站是神给我们的一个一个的学习
Because each station is a learning something that we need to learn from the Lord
那么我们在旷野当中一站一站我们能学到什么呢
So as we're passing through the stations in the wilderness what are we to learn
我们看到一方面神让我们能够清楚地看到旷野这个世界的荒凉。
On one hand, the Lord does want us to see the desolation of the wilderness of this world.
让我们不要来爱这个荒凉的旷野，让我们不要来爱这个世界。
So that we would not come to love this desolate wilderness, to not love this world.
另一方面，神也让我们能够来看见，不仅我们是在旷野当中。而且旷野是在我们人的里面。
And not only do we come to see that we are in the wilderness, but the wilderness is actually also in us.
我们的里面也充满了荒凉，我们里面自己其实就是旷野。
And actually what is within us is desolation, and that we have the wilderness within us.
因此神要叫我们不要来爱我们自己。
That is why the Lord tells us we are not to love ourselves.
当神的儿女在旷野中往前行的时候，他们不仅遇到的是旷野、荒凉，而且呢，他们也会遇到仇敌。
And so, while the children of God are traveling through the wilderness, not only do they see desolation, but they also come to meet the enemy.
他们也会遇到仇敌的攻击。
They will also meet the attack of the enemy.
所以，当我们读到以色列人所遭遇的第一场征战的时候，其实是亚玛力人来找以色列人打仗。
And so while we take a look at the very first battle for the Israelites, we find that it was the Amalekites who came to fight against Israel.
圣经说到亚玛力人趁着以色列人疲乏困倦的时候，来击杀他们后边软弱的人。
The Bible tells us here that Amalek came and fought against Israel during a time when they were tired and weak.
当人在旷野当中行走，用不了多久，你会就觉得疲乏，你就会觉得困倦。
Anytime you are traveling through the wilderness, yes, you will feel tired, you will feel weak.
而就在这个时候，仇敌就来攻击我们，来击杀我们这些落在软弱当中的人。
And at this time, the enemy will come. He will want to attack and destroy those of us who are weak and who are tired.
我们的仇敌就是趁着我们在疲乏软弱的光景当中来击杀我们。
The enemy will take this opportunity while we are weak and tired to come and kill and destroy.
让我们落在死亡之中，叫我们无法继续往前行。
So that we will fall into death so that we can no longer move forward with our Lord.
是为了来拦阻我们进到神的旨意当中去。
In order to hinder us from entering into the will of God.
我们看到亚玛力人是从别处来到利非丁和以色列人征战。
We see that the Amalekites they came from other places to come to fight against Israel at Rephidim.
为什么是在利非丁呢
？Why was it here at Rephidim?
因为以色列人在利非丁显出了他们在软弱疲乏当中的光景。
Because it was at Rephidim that the Israelites expressed their condition of being weak and tired.
当我们看到这些光景也显在我们当中，也显在我身上的时候，我们就知道我们是落在这样一个软弱的光景之下。
When we see these conditions of being weak and tired at Rephidim, we do realize we are falling into this condition.
其实我们要知道，当我们在软弱疲乏的时候， 并不是什么都不做的。
When we are in the tired and weak condition, it's not that we're not doing anything at all.
其实当我们软弱的时候，我们就会去爱世界。
But it is while we are weak that we will come to love this world.
当我们软弱的时候，我们就去会爱我们自己，更多的体贴我们自己。
It is when we are weak that we come to take care of ourselves more, we love ourselves more.
利非丁它有两个不同的名字。
In at Rephidim, there are two different names.
一个叫做玛莎，就是试探的意思。
One is Massa, which means tempted or test.
以色列的百姓来试探神说，耶和华是不是在我们中间。
It is the Israelites who came to ask, is the Lord among us or not?
他们不是不知道神就在他们中间。
It's not that they didn't know that God was right there among them.
因为神在日间用云柱，夜间用火柱来带领他们。
Because God was leading them during the daytime with a pillar of cloud and at night with a pillar of fire.
但当时间改变了，环境改变了，或者说他们所看见的，所得着的，跟他们想要的不一样的时候。
However, through the passage of time and through circumstances, everything that they wanted is not there anymore.
他们就开始故意怀疑神的同在。
And so they purposefully doubted the presence of God.
这个就是我们在软弱疲乏当中的光景。
This is our condition when we are tired and weak.
我们人就会来怀疑神。
We come to doubt God.
我们就来怀疑神的同在，怀疑神向着我们的爱。
We doubt His presence and we doubt His provisions.
当我们人开始来怀疑神是不是在我们当中的时候，就会去拜偶像。
And so when we come to doubt whether or not the presence of God is with us, then we begin to worship idols.
金牛犊。产生就是这一个例子。
And so this is the reason why the golden calf came about.
利非丁另外一个名字叫米利巴。
There's another name at Rephidim, and that is Meribah.
就是争闹的意思。
It is contention or quarrel.
当人软弱的时候，当人怀疑神同在的时候，就会产生争闹。
And so when man is weak and tired, now we have contention and fightings.
无论是在我们的家庭当中，在我们的聚会的当中，在我们的社会上，甚至在国家之间。
Whether we are quarreling among family members or the people around us, whether we're quarreling among the saints or even in our city, in our nation.
当我们不以神为我们的神。
When we do not allow our God to be our God.
当我们不以我们的主为我们的主的时候
，When we do not allow our Lord to truly be Lord，
我们的当中就会产生这样一个争闹，产生纷争。
That is why we will have contentions and quarrels among us。
因为每个人都任意而行，以自己为王。
Because everybody does according to what he thinks. Everyone is his own master and king。
所以，当我们人落在这种愚昧软弱的光景的中时，仇敌就来攻击我们。
So when we are in this condition of being very foolish and weak, now the enemy comes to attack.
仇敌趁我们疲倦软弱的时候就来击杀我们。
The enemy takes advantage of the fact that we are weak and tired and he will come to kill.
但是我们的神不要我们一直落在这种软弱的光景中。
However, our God does not want us to remain in this condition of being weak.
我们的神要叫我们能够来重新得力。
Our God wants us to be strengthened again.
他要赐能力给疲乏的。
He wants to give power to those who are tired and weak.
他要加力量给我们软弱的。
He will add strength to those who are weak.
神要我们起来征战，来胜过仇敌。
He wants us to stand up, rise up to fight, and have victory over the enemy.
接下来我们就看到神是如何带领以色列人来与亚玛力人征战。
And so next, let's take a look at how God led the Israelites to fight.
也愿意这个征战的经历同样能够来帮助我们。
And may this experience of this battle also come to help us.
也让我们能够来重新得力，起来与仇敌征战，并且得胜。
So that we may be reinvigorated, so that we can stand up and be strengthened.
下面我们要一起来看关于征战的三个方面。
Next, let's take a look at the three different aspects of this battle.
征战的人。
The person who is chosen for the battle.
征战的方法。
The way of the battle,
和征战的得胜
as well as the victory of the battle.
首先我们来看征战的人。
First, let's take a look at the people who are battling.
当亚玛力人来和以色列人征战的时候，摩西就对约书亚说，你为我们选出人来出去和亚玛力人征战。
So when Amalek came to fight against Israel, Moses said to Joshua, choose men for us and go out and fight against Amalek.
神这次没有像当初以色列人面对埃及追兵的时候，是叫他们只管站住，静默不要出声。
It's not the same as when he was at, when the Israelites were at Jericho, that they were, or at Egypt, to only stand and watch the Lord fight for them.
神这次是要在以色列人当中来选出人来出去征战。
God now wants them to choose the men among them to go out and fight.
神知道这些以色列人，这些以色列百姓是软弱的人。
God knows that these Israelites are weak.
我想他们自己都不相信他们可以出去打仗。
I believe that even they themselves didn't think they could go out and fight.
其实就像我们也一样。
It's just the same for us.
我们不要觉得我们自己有能力能够来出去为主征战。
We should not think that we ourselves have the strength to go out and fight.
其实我们都很清楚我们的软弱，我们都很容易被打败。
Actually, we are all very clear on our own weaknesses that it is easy for us to suffer defeat.
我们常常会被我们的配偶打败。
Oftentimes we are defeated by our spouse.
会被我们的孩子打败。
Or we are defeated by our children.
我们胜不过我们自己的脾气。
And we cannot overcome our own tempers.
我们不能胜过我们孩子们的上网跟游戏。
We cannot overcome our children who go online to game all the time.
所以这个题目每一次专题都会有。
Because every time we have a workshop and special topic, we always talk about this.
有时我们甚至不能胜过让孩子们跟我们多说一句话。
And sometimes we can't even overcome our children just having that last word with us.
我们要承认我们是软弱的。
And so we acknowledge we are weak.
然而神却拣选软弱的，他不选刚强的人来与仇敌征战。
And yet, the Lord chooses those who are weak, not those who are strong, to go and battle against the enemy.
但在神的拣选里面，神看一件事。
However, in God's choosing, He's looking at one thing.
神为什么拣选约书亚出来带领以色列百姓征战？
Why did God choose Joshua to go and lead the Israelites out in battle?
这是第一次约书亚在圣经当中被提到。
This is the very first time that Joshua is being mentioned here.
而且这也是第一次以色列的百姓出来打仗。
And also the very first time that Israelite, is being talked about in battle.
约书亚跟其他成千上万的以色列的百姓一样，他们没有打仗的经验。
Joshua is together the same with all the people of Israel that he does not have any fighting experience.
然而约书亚在神的眼中，他有一样跟其他人不一样的东西。
And yet Joshua has something that was different from all the other people.
圣经说约书亚有一个不一样的灵。
The Bible tells us Joshua had a different spirit.
神看到他里面有一个征战的灵。
The Lord saw that within him, Joshua, there was a spirit to fight.
神不会拣选一个里面没有征战的灵出来与仇敌征战。
God will not choose somebody who does not have the spirit of the battle to come out and fight the enemy.
大卫可以出去面对哥利亚。
Yes, David can go out and meet Goliath.
不是因为他的身高体重，不是因为他的武力。
It's not because of his physical strength or his stature.
而是因为大卫有一个为神征战的灵。
But because David had the spirit of the battle within him.
保罗被神来拣选出去，能够来为他传福音。
Paul was chosen by God so that he can go and share the gospel, evangelize.
不是因为他的相貌英俊，能言善辩。
It's not because he was tall and good looking and able to speak.
而是因为保罗里面有一颗为神传福音的灵。
But because within Paul there was a spirit to share the gospel.
同样今天我们可以出来为神征战，出来来侍奉我们的神。
Yes, the same way today we can come out to battle and serve our God.
不是因为我们的能力，不是因为我们多有经验。
It's not because of our strength and power or how much experience we have.
而是我们里面有没有一颗侍奉主的灵。
And yet whether it's dependent on whether or not we have that spirit to serve the Lord.
如果我们里面有这样的灵，神就可以来拣选我们，来使用我们。
If we have such a spirit, then the Lord will choose us and use us.
就像那日神拣选约书亚和一些同他一样有征战灵的人出来与亚玛力人征战。
It is in the same way that God chose Joshua and the other people who had that same spirit to come and fight against Amalek.
接下来我们要看征战的方式。
Next, let's take a look at the ways to battle.
摩西那日不仅吩咐约书亚选出人来出去征战。
Not only did Moses call Joshua to go and select the men to go fight.
而且他说明天我手里要拿着神的杖站在山顶上。
He also said, tomorrow I will station myself on the top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand.
这里首先摩西给我们看到为神征战的第一件事情。
Here, Moses shows us the very first aspect of battling for God.
不是来先数一数我们有多少人，我们有多少武器。
It's not first to count how many men or how much weapons we have.
摩西所做的第一件事情就是到山上。
The very first thing that Moses said is that he's going to the top of the hill.
摩西站在山顶不是来观看战况的。
Moses standing on the top of the hill is not merely to observe what's going on down below.
他不是来指挥地上的约书亚怎么来打仗。
He's not there to manage and to give instruction to Joshua how to fight.
摩西上到山顶给我们看到一件事。
When Moses went up to the hill, he shows us one thing.
就是每当地上有任何征战的时候，我们首先要来到天上。
Is that any time there is a battle here on earth, the very first thing we need to do is go up to the heavenlies.
我们要站在天上的地位，用属天的眼光来看地上一切的征战。
We need to have that heavenly perspective to take a look at all the things that are happening down below.
因为任何地上的征战都是属天的征战。
Because any earthly battle here is also a heavenly battle.
如果我们没有站在天上，用属天的眼光来看我们周围很多的事情，很多的征战的时候
，If you are not standing in the higher position and having that heavenly view to view all these things that are happening here down below.
我们就不会明白，往往反而会感到迷惑跟无措。
Otherwise, you will not come to understand what's actually happening. You might be confused and misunderstand.
这就是神为什么要我们有天上的眼光。
That is why God wants us to have that heavenly perspective.
因为起初神是先创造了天。
Because God first created the skies.
最后新耶路撒冷也是从天而降。
And later, the New Jerusalem will also come down from the skies.
天是开始的地方，也是结束的地方。
Heaven is where everything begins and where everything concludes.
而且在时间里，也是天在掌握着地跟地上的一切。
And even now, during time, in time, it is heaven that governs everything here on earth.
所以无论发生在我们周围，发生在我们家里，发生在我们孩子身上的很多的事情。
So whether it's something that happens in us or around us or even the things that are happening in our families.
如果没有天上的眼光，我们要么就不知所措。
If you do not have that heavenly perspective, perhaps the things that you desire will be the wrong things.
要么就会用地上的办法，我们知道这一切都是没有任何的用处。
Or perhaps you're going to use some earthly ways and methods, and we do know that all these things will not have much use or benefit.
所以我们要像摩西一样，先来到山上。
So we need to be like Moses. We need to come up to the top of the hill.
先来站在山顶上。
Stand at the top of the hill.
这就是上个主日我们弟兄所交通的，我们先要来站在圣地上。
So that is what our brother shared with us last week, that we first stand on holy ground.
当我们站在山上，从属天的眼光来看地上征战的时候
，So when we are standing at the top of the hill and we have a heavenly perspective to see the things on earth,
我们自然就会想到要用属天的方法来征战。
Then very naturally, you will find that you will use heavenly ways to solve the problems here below.
所以当摩西上了山顶，他就做了一件事情。
So when Moses went up to the top of the hill, he did one thing.
他就向天举起手中神的杖。
He lifted up the staff of God in his hand towards heaven.
我们都知道，这个是摩西在那里举手向天祷告。
We all know that this is Moses raising up his hands praying to God.
祷告是征战，是一个属天的。
Prayer is a heavenly spiritual battle.
祷告就是神给我们属灵征战的武器。
Prayer is that spiritual weapon that God has given to us.
我们要知道这一件事情。
We need to know this.
其实仇敌也知道这一件事情。
And actually, the enemy also knows this.
我们知道昨天在华盛顿首府有一个祷告的行径。
We do know that yesterday in the Capitol at Washington DC, there was a prayer march.
但是你很稀奇地发现一件事情。
And yet we do find something very interesting.
几乎没有任何的媒体来报道这一件事情。
There was no social media coverage of this event.
在媒体上可以报道很多的事情，报道很有所有比赛的比分的情况。
In social media, we do find that there's many reports of many things, many games and other things.
但是没有报道有这一件事情昨天发生。
It did not report this one event that happened yesterday.
所以我们就知道祷告是神给我们的属灵的武器。
So that is why we do know that prayer is the spiritual weapon that God has given to us.
我们要很清楚的知道，但是我们也知道，仇敌也知道这件事情。
We need to come to know this clearly, and at the same time, the enemy also knows this clearly.
但在这里，我们要更要注意到一件事情。
And yet, here at the same time, there's another thing we need to pay attention to.
当摩西举手向天祷告的时候
，When Moses lifted his hands up to pray,
他手中是拿着神的杖。
He was holding the staff of God in his hand.
摩西曾经是用这根杖救以色列的百姓脱离法老。
Moses previously used the same staff to deliver the Israelites out of the hand of Pharaoh.
摩西曾经用神这颗杖带领以色列百姓过了红海。
And Moses also used the same staff to lead the people through the Red Sea.
那天摩西同样当举手祷告的时候，手中就是握着这根神的杖。
And that day, Moses was still holding the same staff in his hand as he prayed.
神的杖就是神的大能。
The staff of God is the mighty power of God.
手中握着神的杖就是倚靠神的大能。
And so, in your hand, when you're holding that staff, you are relying on the mighty power of God.
来宣告天上的神在掌权。
To proclaim that the God of all heavens is in authority.
手中握着神的杖就是来告诉神的百姓，神以前怎么拯救我们。今天神一样用他的大能来拯救我们。
Praying with the staff of God in your hand is proclaiming to the children of God that how God had delivered them in the past is the same way God will deliver them today.
摩西手中握着神的杖向天举手的时候
，And so when Moses was lifting up his hands with the staff of God,
他就是把地上的征战连到了天上。
He was connecting the battle here on earth connected to the battle up in heaven.
他让天上的神来掌管地上的征战。
He was allowing the God of heaven to govern over everything that's happening on earth.
举起神的杖，举手祷告。
Lifting up the staff of God, lifting up your hands in prayer.
这就是借着祷告把一切交在神的手中。
Is through prayer delivering all things into God's hands.
所以我们要来审查我们的自己，我们的手中有什么。
So we need to search and examine ourselves. What are we holding in our hands?
当我们来举手祷告的时候，我们手中握的是什么？
When we are lifting up our hands in prayer, what are we holding in our hands?
当我们来举手祷告的时候，手中要一样握着神的杖。
When we lift up our hands in prayer, we also need to hold the staff of God in our hands.
来单单倚靠神的大能。
To solely rely on the mighty power of God.
来宣告征战是属乎神的。
To proclaim that the battle belongs to the Lord.
当那日摩西手里拿着神的杖上到山顶的时候
，So when Moses was holding the staff of God on top of the hill，
亚伦和户尔是与摩西同去的
，Aaron and Hur also were together with him。
这里我们就看到属灵的征战是一个团体的征战。
So here we see that the spiritual battle is also a corporate battle。
就算是神使用的人，就算是非常属灵的人，像摩西
，And so yes, God does use a spiritual man like Moses。
他也会疲乏，也会困倦。
But even a spiritual man can get tired, can grow weak.
就像摩西他祷告的时候，他举起的手也会发沉。
And yes, while Moses prayed, that hand that he had lifted up can get tired.
摩西也有疲乏的时候。
There were times that Moses was exhausted.
他也一样需要身体的扶持跟帮助。
He also needed the support and the help of the body.
所以属灵的征战一定是一个团体的征战。
So spiritual battle needs to be a corporate battle.
所以我们不仅看到约书亚跟以色列人在山下征战。
So not only was Joshua and the Israelites battling below the hill.
而且在山上我们看到有亚伦跟户尔来扶持摩西。
But on top of the hill we see Aaron and Hur who are supporting Moses.
亚伦是摩西的哥哥，是他的家人。
Aaron was the relative, was the older brother of Moses.
这里说到我们征战的时候需要我们家里人的扶持。
And so here we find that in our spiritual battle, we need the support of our family members.
我们的家不是从家里派一个代表去属灵征战。
It's not that you send out a representative from your family to go and battle for you.
而是这个征战是全家一起的征战。
But this battle is a battle of the whole family.
所以在一个家里，丈夫与妻子父母与孩子，无论我们的孩子有多大或者是多小，我们都要一起同心合一的来敬拜神，来侍奉神。
So between spouses and between parents and children, no matter how young or how old your children are, together we come to pray and to worship our God all together.
这个就是山上征战的样式。
This is the image of the battle on top of the hill.
户尔是犹大支派的。
And Hur, he was of the tribe of Judah.
虽然他与摩西跟亚伦属于不同的支派。
Even though he was of a different tribe, as Moses and Aaron,
但他们仍一同来扶持。
But they together were supporting one another.
这也看到在神的家中的服事跟出去的征战是没有任何的分门别类。
And so that is why in the service of the church, we do not separate anyone.
都是在一个身体当中一起来扶持，一同来征战。
We have no divisions, but we all come together to mutually support and mutually battle together.
而且我们也看到这个团体的征战也是一个合一的征战。
We also find that in this corporate battle, it is also a battle in unity.
一个人不需要合一。
One person does not need to be in unity.
但只要是两个人就一定需要合一。
But as long as you have two, you need unity.
我不知道大家开始读的时候有没有产生一个问题。
I don't know when you were reading the story if you had this question.
当摩西手发沉的时候，为什么亚伦跟户尔没有给摩西一个建议。
When Moses' hands grew heavy, why was it that Aaron and Hur did not give him a suggestion?
既然你累了，你呢就到边上坐一下，休息一下，来换我来举神圣的杖。
Since you are tired, why don't you go ahead and have a seat here? You can move aside, and now it's my turn. I will hold the staff of God, and I'm going to take a turn.
等我累了呢，再换你来举。
And then when I am tired, then we will switch off. Then you can raise up your hand.
现在弄得非常的麻烦。
But now, this seems to be quite a hassle.
那先要来搬一块石头让摩西先坐下。
First, you need to move the stone so that Moses would sit down.
接着还要有两个人呢来扶着他的手。
And then after that, you need two people to hold up his two arms.
这样做其实我也非常的累。
And even if we do this, even I myself, I feel very tired.
但后来大家好像都只记得摩西在山上举手祷告。
And then later, it seems as if everyone only remembered Moses who lifted up his hands to pray.
不太会记得我也在扶着摩西的手。
And they won't remember that I was there holding up Moses' hands.
但感谢我们的主。
But we thank our Lord.
亚伦跟户尔他们都竭力保守在身体里的合一。
Aaron and Hur, they persisted in wanting to be held in the unity of the body.
当我们看到在山上摩西举着神的杖，亚伦跟户尔他们在左右扶持他的时候，
We see that when Moses was there praying with his hands lifted up, and Aaron and Hur were on his right and left side supporting him.
这个就是十字架的画面。
This is the cross.
这个就是十字架的工作。
This is the work and the effectiveness of the cross.
也只有十字架的工作在我们的身上，我们才能见证出团体的合一。
Only when the cross works in us, then can we testify of the unity of the body.
十字架的工作就是把我们每一个人的肢体放在身体神所要的地方。
The work of the cross is that he will place every member of the body in its rightful place.
没有一个缺席，没有一个挣扎。
There is not one lack, nor is there any struggle.
这就是神所要的团体合一的征战。
This is the battle of the body in unity.
最后我们来看征战的得胜。
Lastly, let's take a look at the victory of the battle.
当神选出有征战灵的时候，
Once God has chosen his people to battle,
当征战的人站在山上举起神的杖的时候，
And once the people who are battling are also standing on top of the hill,
当征战的灵是站在团体合一的地位上的时候，
And once there is the spirit of the battle to stand in the position of unity,
我们就知道征战的结果就是得胜。
We know that the result of the battle is victory.
得胜是根据天上的能力。
Victory is according to the power of heaven.
当天上的能力显出来的时候，这个就是得胜。
When the power of heaven is manifested, here we have victory.
虽然我们在地上必须征战，而且是要努力的征战。
That is why we can have battle here on earth, and we can endure and persevere through it.
但真正的胜败不在于我们这些软弱的人的征战。
But the end result of defeat or victory is not dependent on us who are weak.
而是当摩西何时举手，以色列人就得胜。
But dependent on whether or not Moses has his arms lifted up.
虽然在地上百姓仍在征战。
Yes, even though here on earth the people are battling.
但得胜却取决于摩西举起手中神的杖。
But the victory is determined by Moses' hands lifting up the staff of God.
这给我们看见什么是得胜。
So here it shows us what is victory.
在神眼中得胜的定义就是举起手中神的杖。
Victory in God's eyes is whether or not you have lifted up your hand with the staff of God in it.
当我们举起神的杖，这就是 得胜。
When you lift up the staff of God, that is victory.
不需要再加上一些其他的东西。
You don't need to add anything else to it.
我们人的感觉里总觉得我们要看见一些得胜的结果。
Oftentimes, in our feelings, we want to see some results of that victory.
如果我看不到结果，或者看见的结果跟我想要的结果不一样，我们总觉得好像这个得胜还差一点。
If the results are not quite what I imagined or what I had hoped for, then we think that it's still lacking something.
就像我们现在因为这个流行病的关系，我们都是在家，只能在家里聚会。
Just like right now, because we are in this pandemic, we can only gather at home.
当我们能够来举起手中神的杖的时候
，However, when we lift up our hands with the staff of God,
这个就是神在我们当中的得胜。
This is God having victory among us.
但以后我们可以回到会所来一同聚会的时候。
Later, when we can come back to the meeting place so that we can gather together.
但我们没有举起手中神的杖。
And yet, if we do not lift up the staff of God in our hands,
这个虽然我们聚在一起。
Even if we are physically gathered together,
但在神的眼中，这个就失败。
And yet, in God's eyes, that will be failure.
在神眼中的失败就是没有举起手中神的杖。
That defeat in God's eyes means that we have not lifted up the staff of God in our hands.
征战的结果只取决于三胜。
And so the end result of the battle has to do with whether or not you have lifted up the staff of God.
愿意这个画面能够成为我们的激励，也能够来带给我们平安。
May this story and illustration encourage us and also give us peace.
虽然有很多的事会叫我们心里作难。
Yes, there are many things that cause us great difficulty and struggle in our heart.
有很多的事情会叫我们心里四面受敌。
And yes, there are many things that might oppress us in our hearts.
但当我们能够来举起手中神的杖的时候
And yet, when we can lift up the staff of God in our hands,
我们就不至于失望。
Then we do not belong to death.
我们就不会被困住。
We will not be bound.
反而我们能够来宣告主的得胜。
But then we can proclaim the victory of our God.
当我们面对现在或者将要来临的很多的事情的时候
While we face the things that are happening now and the things to come.
愿我们不要忘记我们手中神的杖。
Do not forget the staff of God in your hand.
让我们不要忘记举起手中神的杖。
Do not forget to lift up the staff of God in your hand.
举起手中神的杖就是得胜。
To lift up the staff of God in your hand is victory.
当我们每个人举起手中神的杖的时候
When all of us lift up the staff of God in our hands,
神的得胜就在我们里面。
Then God's victory will be in us.
当我们的家中举起神的杖的时候
When our families lift up the staff of God,
神的得胜就在我们的家中
Then God's victory will also be in our families.
当我们的聚会举起神的杖的时候
And when the entire church lifts up the staff of God,
神的得胜就在我们聚会当中
God's victory will also be in our church.
当一个国家举起神的杖的时候
When an entire nation lifts up the staff of God,
神的得胜就在这个国家里
Then God's victory will also be in this nation.
当那日征战得胜之后
And so at the victory after the battle
摩西就筑了一座坛
We see that Moses, he constructed an altar
起名叫耶和华尼西
And he called it Jehovah Nisi
耶和华尼西是神的一个名字
Jehovah Nisi is one of the names of God
意思是耶和华是我的旌旗
It means that the Lord is my banner
因为当我们举起手中神的杖的时候
Because when we lift up our hands holding the staff of God
就成为了耶和华的旌旗
It becomes the banner of the Lord
在旌旗上写的就是神的名字
And what is written on that banner is the name of our Lord
所以我们看到这个得胜不仅是胜过我们的仇敌。
So we see that in this victory, not only do we gain the victory over the enemy,
而且这个神的得胜也在我们的人的身上。
But this victory is also on us.
这个得胜叫我们能够来重新得力。
This victory will strengthen us.
是神的得胜在我们的身上，所以我们就算在疲乏软弱的时候，我们还是可以奔跑。
And so even though we may be tired and weak, because we stand on the Lord's victory, we can still run.
是神的得胜在我们的身上，所以我们在旷野的当中仍然能够往前行。
Because His victory is upon us, that is why we can still move forward in this wilderness.
让我们每一次经历神在我们身上得胜之后
So every time we experience the Lord's victory on us,
也能在我们身上留下一个得胜的记号
May it also leave this mark of victory.
耶和华尼西，耶和华是我的旌旗
Of Jehovah Nisi, the Lord is my banner.
在这个我们里面外面都充满了挑战跟难处的时候
So while we have challenges within and without
我们要更多的谦卑的来到神的面前
We need to more and more come before the Lord humbly
来承认我们常常软弱时常疲乏
To acknowledge that we are often weak, often tired
我们要承认我们就像在旷野当中 流荡仇敌来吞噬我们
And we need to acknowledge that we are often wandering around in the wilderness and the enemy comes to swallow us up.
但感谢我们的主，是我们的主在旷野当中来带领我们。
But we thank the Lord. It is our Lord who is leading us through this wilderness.
他赐能力给疲乏的我们。
He gives strength to those who are weary.
他加力量给软弱的我们。
He adds strength to those who are weak.
他让我们可以重新得力，叫我们可以起来行走。
He will re-energize, re-strengthen us so that you may stand up and walk.
是他来带领我们征战，并且征战得胜。
He is the one who is leading us into battle so that in the battle we will gain the victory.
愿我们都能够来听见主的这样一个呼召。
May we all hear this calling of our Lord.
来答应主的这样一个呼召。
To agree and to acknowledge to this calling.
来起来成为一个有征战的灵在我们里面的人。
May we stand up so that we would have the spirit of the battle within us.
能够起来站在山上举起手中神的杖。
May we stand up on the top of the hill to raise up our hand with the staff of God.
能够来起来能够来宣告耶和华是我的旌旗是我的得胜。
May we stand up and proclaim that Jehovah Nissi, he is my banner and he is my victory.
今天我们在地上还能一同往前行。
Today, together, we can move forward.
不是因为说我们不再软弱，不再失败。
It's not because we do not have weaknesses or failures.
而是因为我们可以举起手中神的杖。
But because we are able to lift up the staff of God in our hands.
而是因为耶和华是我们的得胜。
It is because Jehovah, He is our victory.
而是因为耶和华是我们的旌旗。
Because He is our banner.
因为耶和华的名字是耶和华尼西。
Because the name of our Lord is Jehovah Nissi.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们知道我们在旷野中，我们时常是会疲乏，时常是会软弱。
Lord, we do acknowledge that oftentimes in the wilderness we are tired and we are weak.
我们知道有仇敌在后面来击杀我们，来和我们征战。
We know that the enemy is constantly chasing after us, wanting to kill us and battle with us.
但我们也感谢你，你在旷野当中有这样一个供应。
But we thank you that even in the wilderness, you have such a provision for us.
你在旷野当中也有你的呼声。
That in the wilderness, that you are calling out.
你叫我们起来，起来为耶稣。
You want us to stand up for Jesus.
当我们来面对很多的事情的时候。
While we are facing many things.
愿我们不要忘了我们手中神的杖。
May we not forget that staff of God in our hands.
让我们不要忘了举起手中神的杖。
May we not forget to raise up our hands holding the staff of God.
不要忘了耶和华是我们的得胜。
Because our Jehovah is our victory.
当我们疲乏软弱的时候。
When we are weak and when we are tired.
愿我们不要忘了耶和华是我们的旌旗。
May we not forget that the Lord is our banner.
不要忘了他的名是耶和华尼西。
To not forget your name is Jehovah Nissi.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.